Hello and good Sunday afternoon to all. This is the second or maybe third installment of Move.me, which is the blog arm of Pillars of Community podcast, which tends to gravitate toward movies and writing about movies and how they move me. Movie of this week is Dune, 2021. While a student at Modern Day, I remember a friend reading a thick book with stretches of sand on its cover. "Where's the ocean?" I asked. He did not dignify me with a response and kept with the much better story than my sixth grade humor. What is tragic is that he went on to a career in the military and is no longer with us. I miss him and think about him from time to time. When people pass from this life, to let them back is to breathe life back into their souls, if only temporarily. But isn't that what we are anyway? To live on in the hearts of men is to never die. These are words of Carl Sagan, the legendary scientist / astronomer, who happened also to have a prominent spiritual inclination. It is tragic yet heroic to die for a cause you believe in. To lay down one's life for another friend's is the highest form of love, says Jesus Christ. My friend laid down his life for me and for so many others. And his soul lives on because he from time to time occupies my heart. He was prophetic or prolific or precocious in his reading of such a tome of weight and scope as such a lad. He chose Dune over me that day, and I cannot blame him, especially after watching the movie. Dune arrived in the theaters a month ago. In the first part of the tale that stretches long and far and reaches wide and deep like the sands with no ocean, and to the tune of 2.5 hours. And this is the first half of the saga. They say that nothing good comes quickly. Good food isn't fast, fast food isn't good. 1% better every day, 10,000 hours of consistent output to separate yourself, far-reaching travel for deep philosophical experience. And experience is exactly what you get in Dune. The whole movie is really good line after really, really good line that marinate your soul in a psychological soup. As Dune 1 burns toward its end time, separated if not by time, but in space, the following is spoken by two important characters. The mystery of life is not a problem to be solved, but a reality to experience. A process that cannot be understood by stopping it. We must move with the flow of the process. We must join it. We must flow with it. To fear is to be human, and fear is a large element of our story. From one planet, you have an unproven son of a noble family entrusted with the secret and protection of the most valuable asset in the galaxy. From all the rest of the planets, you have warring ambitions to take it from him for their deadly designs. To worry about the team across town that you might play next week or the deal of tomorrow seem like teacups in comparison to the fate of the universe. That's a big gulp. Kind of the 7-Eleven kind, and anyway, there could be some galactic fear here. Rather, fear the size of galaxies, but some people define bravery as having fear and doing it anyway. Heavy is the head that wears the crown of the galaxy. When you are at the top, everything else is beneath you. And the everything are the hearts that burn for your success to rule them with righteousness and humility. These qualities do not come overnight to those who sleep in total comfort. But those who wake with steely resolve to wade into fear, to understand, to wade into fear, to understand and to conquer it. To quote one of my favorite thinkers, not to mention get-it-doners, Alexander the Great, to conquer fear is to conquer death. To fear is to be human, but why not strive to stride above? It is our calling to elevate past our bodily imperfections, even if we never do, and fear is a good place to start. I have plenty of fears. I am sensitive. This is a blessing and a curse. Most all things of power are double-edged swords. They can cut for good and bad, ease and effort, happiness and sadness. This forces the question, what are these definitions anyway? I'd call them interpretations, our interpretations. I, you, we give them life with our labeling. Without us, they are nothing. However, to identify is the first step to deconstructing fear, the first step toward mastery and returning fear to nothing. The next step after identification is work. In the Duneverse, the Bene Gesserit is a priestess group who are regarded as the embodiment of physical and mental discipline. This is their mantra. This is their prayer. I must not fear. Fear is the mind killer. Fear is the little death that brings total obliteration. I will face my fear. I will permit it to pass over and through me. And when it has gone, I will turn my inner eye to see its path. Where the fear has gone, there will be nothing. Only I will remain. Jesus faces his fear, faces and defeats his fears in the desert, and alone walks out more alive than ever to begin his ministry. Maybe that is why the book is called Dune. There is magic in the desert, and it is called spice. But that is a story for another tale. To end with a quote, all his life he fought to free himself from fear, and by this and this alone, to free himself from fear, he was made free. The freest man the world has ever known. Ptolemy, one of Alexander's generals, writing on Alexander after Alexander's death. Coming next week, King Richard, which is the story of Venus and Serena Williams's father, Richard Williams. This has been a Sunday soliloquy reading of my reflection, Billy Garish, on Dune, Part 1. Hope you enjoyed it.